We are learning Maseches Beah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom last line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Oichle Behema, food, animal food, which means different type of straw and different type of leaves and different type of branches that are food for animals. Ain Behem Shem Tikkun Kli. There's no Issa Tikkun Kli. You let it break off a piece and use it, break off a piece and make it into a toothpick on Shabbos or Yontif. You let it do that because since it's food, by food there's no Tikkun Kli. That's what he says. That's his memra. Rav Yehuda says, Mechadesh Tos, that food does not have a problem with Tikkun Kli. Ace Rav Kanal Rav Yehuda, ask you a bomb of cows from a Braisa. Ace Rav Kanal Rav Yehuda. Says in the Braisa, Metatlam Atzi Besomim L'Riach Behem. If you have these sticks, let's say cinnamon sticks, whatever it is, besomim sticks, you're allowed to move them around in order to smell them. That's muta on Shabbos Yontif. Ulahanafem L'Chayla, let a wave it in front of a Chayla to make it smell good for the sick person, make it comfortable for him. Umoyleloy M'Riach Bay. You can even put it between your fingers and rub it between your fingers to bring out a smell. That's mutter to do. But you can't crack this stick, this branch, you can't crack it in half in order to make the smell come out geshmak. And now I'll break it. V'im katmu, potter. If you cracked it, then you're potter. Why are you potter? Because you're not trying to create a kli, even though it turns into a toothpick now when you crack it, but I was trying to crack it to smell it. So therefore it's only potter. It's not chayiv, it's potter. Because it's Eina Mechavin. And the Magen Mishnah, very, very, says the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos says, this type of Eina Mechavin is Mutim for Rav Yehuda. Why? Because if I'm not trying to make it into a toothpick, it doesn't become a toothpick either. Since I'm trying to break up a smell, it's not even made a toothpick. They want to compare someone who has on the bottom of a shoe, it says Rockport on the bottom of a shoe, and he walks in the snow, walks on the sand, and he's making an imprint, it says Rockport. So is that a head? The fear of Yehuda is it also to do to walk like that? So because maybe fear of Shem also because it's psikresha. So they say fear is Magen Mishnah. It's not also. It's not also because it's not. If you're not trying to do it, it's nothing. And there it's only there are bottoms. Therefore, it's mutter by any mechavin like a bottom. But yeah, that's zayte. But back here in Kotmo, if you crack this branch, you're potter. But if you cracked it lachzes by shina, if you cracked in order to fix your teeth, to make a toothpick. You did it, you cracked it to make a toothpick. Then the halacha is, lo yiktamenu, you're not allowed to crack it, v'mkotmu chayiv chatas. If you did it, yichayiv echatas. That's the halacha, yichayiv chatas. So what's the kasha asking? It said over here, oichle behema, eimu shum to kli. Oichle behema, if you break it on purpose to clean your teeth, eimu shum to kli. And here we have, it's chayiv chatas. That's the kasha Rav Yehuda. What? It said atzi b'sam. We thought atzi b'sam was like oichle behema. It's b'sam sticks. Why shouldn't it be oichle behema? Okay, you have a good point. Let's see the Mar's tarets. Amalei, so Rehuda tells him, your kash is so good. Hashta pot of asr kakashli. If we would say pot of asr be a kash on me, chayiv chatos b'ayi. It's chayiv chatos. Your kash is great. Ella, but it's not shver. I'll tell you why. Ella kitanya he b'kashim. That price to want hard pieces of branches. That's not Eichle Behema. Mashiach, I'm talking about soft things, Eichle Behema. That's not Eichle Behema. That's a hard piece of Besom. So, Frank the Gemara, if it's a hard piece of Besom, Kashub Neim Eliyu, no, it says you could rub between your fingers. If it was a hard thing, how do you rub between your fingers? So, Mar says, Chsuri Mechsuri, you have to add something to this price. Something was missing from the price, you have to add something in. You let it crack it, you let it put it between your fingers. Only by soft branches, which are royal Michael Behema. Avakashim, but a hard branch is like the mendo and kotmu potter. You shouldn't break it in order to smell it, but if you did it, you potter. Lachzveshinov, like the mendo, you shouldn't crack it. Vim kotmu yichayev chatas. And if you cracked it, yichayev chatas. Now, in the ratio where it says kotmu mariach, but it could have said even more. It could have said that I'm allowed to crack it to clean my teeth. The Chari Fear of Yehuda. So Rashi Bavarin's a one and says, Orcha the Milsa knockout because since it's soft, usually it's not good for a toothpick. It doesn't work good as a toothpick. It'll bend. It won't work good. So therefore, it doesn't say that. But Avadi allowed to make that into a kli because it's soft and it's Michael Behema, it's not Asa. Only Issa is the Chayiv Chatas by Kashim. But Tanya Yidach, I'll bring you no raya to this Yisoy, there's a chilik between Kashim and Rachim. Yeah, Tani Chada. One Bryce says, Tani Chada Katma Riach, but you let it crack it and smell it. You can't crack and smell it. Buy a soft branch that you let it crack, because that's not a kli. But b'kashin, Hard branches, that's taka, making a kli, chayev achatas. And the chayev achatas is makav apatash, according to Rashi. When you make something into a kli, it's called makav apatash, and therefore you chayev. Maskel of acha bayakov, bekoshin, amay lo, loy. In a case where I'm cracking the hard thing to smell it, why is it a problem? Why are we saying you're potter, you're not allowed to do it? It's potter of us, you're not allowed to do it. Why? Why is it different than the Mishnah? Mishnah is Sechel Shabbos. It says, Shoiva Odom es Achavis, Lechem and Agroigris. You're allowed to crack a barrel to get out some food to eat from it. Well, Vashle is Gavin Lassus Kli. Just make sure not to make a good hole, which that makes into a Kli, a Pesach Yafa. So we're not Geyser, you're going to make a Pesach Yafa. So here also, when I'm cracking at the smell, I'm not trying to make a Kli. So why is it Osir Otu, I might make it into a Kli? I'm not trying to make it, I'm trying to smell it. So why is it different than a chavis, breaking a chavis to get out the food, even though it's possible to come to a deraisa and make a Pesach, but we're not worried about it. Because you're coming out to eat the gregers, it's fine, we don't make it there. It's kasha number one. Kasha number two, v'oi da rava baravada, v'rova baravada, the Amrit Vayel Bosei, kevina be Rav Yehuda, when I was Rav Yehuda, having a fasheach, he used to crack off branches, v'yavla alusa alusa, give us these broken off branches. And even though it was hard, but when he broke it, in order for you to smell it. It's so hard that I can use it as a handle for an axe. So I'm making it into a keli, but since I'm not mechavim for that, I'm making it into something to smell. I want to break it to smell. We don't make a gzeira otu tikkun kli. So you see two cases here, they don't make a gzeira otu tikkun kli. So why do you say, why is it really with the brakash and the brisa really, why does the brisa say, if you break it to smell, that the halacha is, it's my caution according to Rav Yehuda's Teretz, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to break it and to smell it. Here we have a Mishnah, and we have a memory here that say, Klar, I'm allowed to break something to smell or break something to eat, even though the Zugzera might do a deraisa. When it says, like Kasha, it's really a machlekes tanoim. Like Kasha, Rav Eliezer, Horabana. The Tanya, Linton, Raisa, Rav Eliezer, Omer, Noitl Odom Kisim Mishal Fon of Lach Veshina. A person ought to take a little branch from in front of him to be kreutzes his teeth. And we're not worried about muksa. Like we had in our mission, not worried about muksa. Lo yital, you can't take from there. Elam eva shel behema. Only from an eva shel behema, which is a dova royal achila, Rashi says, mucha lechol tzairich. But eitzim, which is usually made to build things, it's only muta lahasaka, nothing else. This Rashi sounds a little bit not like what Rashi said in our Mishnah, that the reason why something is lahasaka is muksa is because only made lahasaka. This Rashi is actually a little different vart, that since usually wood is made to build things, so it's like a klima shlach l'iser, so it's only the only matter lahasaka, nothing else. But upon him, either way, what the Brice at the beginning of it saying like this, that according to Rav Eliezer, you're allowed to take a toothpick to clean your teeth, it's no problem muksa. And the Chum say that it is a problem, that the Chum say, the Rav Eliezer says that no problem muksa. It is a problem muksa. The only time you're allowed to take it is only from if it's a oichel. A oichel is mutal chal tzarech. V'shavim, they both agree, shlo yik tamenu. You shouldn't break a branch. V'im kot v'lach v'shinov, if you break a branch in order to clean your teeth, or v'leftech v'otelas, or to pick a lock, v'shoygeg v'shavis chayiv chatas, if it's v'shoygeg, so v'shavis chayiv chatas, b'mezid b'yom tosef v'zabam. And if it's amazed, then you get malchus on yontif. Dibre Avliyazim. Shavuot says clearly that if you break something, and you break a branch on Shabbos or Yontif, v'chayiv midaraisa. V'chomer say no. Echod zev, echod zev, amshim shavuot. It's only the Rabbanon when it comes to breaking branches. Rashi explains why. Because breaking a branch by hand is a tikkun kol achayad. Because the only time it's a tikkun ma'alya is only if you take a knife and you smooth it out very well. This is only the Rabbanon. So comes after the Rabbanon, breaking a branch on purpose to clean your teeth, only the Rabbanon. Echod zev, echod zev, amshim shavuot. So Gemara explains now how we answer our kasha, original kasha. Lezai mahosam chayiv chatos, so hocha, we are breaking it to smell pot of asa. It's awesome with the Rabbana. Rabbana, according to the Chachamim, the ka'amri hosam pot of asa, even when you break it on purpose to clean your teeth, it's only the Rabbana, hocha mutal chatchila. So we're answering those two braises, the mishnah of breaking a chavis, or the halacha of breaking branches that we said it's mutal chatchila, is because it's going to a chacham hold that if you do it to make it clean, it's only pot of asa. Right, the Gemara Kasha, but less the Rav Eliezer, less than the hold of the Stam Mishnah. It says, "Hold the Stam Shev Adam Zchavas Lechem and a Gregor is Uvashu Iskam Lasses Kli." We just finished saying, "Fear Rav Eliezer." Since when you make a kli, it's a chayiv chata. So even if you do it for a different kavana, it's also the Rabbanon. The Mishnah says you're allowed to break a chavas to eat gregers from it. You can say he argues on a stam mishnah. It's not mistavra, but he has an argument on a stam mishnah. I don't know why, but that's the Gemara's naming out. That for some reason, we never doesn't argue on a stam mishnah. So Gemara says, you're right. I'll tell you why there, even Rav Eliezer holds mutter. Om Rav Ashi, Kitanya, Ibn Mustaki. That barrel was not a regular, good quality barrel. It was a barrel made out of mustaki. Mustaki Rashi explains, it means that it wasn't used, it wasn't put together with cement or anything strong. It was put together with a type of sap that you, that smells like levaina, it smells like certain spices, and it's very easy to fall apart. And therefore, Rashi explains, there's no gzeira, you're going to make a nice hole. Because if you play around with it too much, the whole thing will fall apart. So you just get whatever you get out, a little hole, get it out, crack it, get it out. And therefore, it is mutter to do it in Rabbi Eliezer. Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos learns mustaki is, pshat is, that even if you make a kli, it's not a kli. You know why? Because it's a mustaki, it's a shvacha kli. Now, these one line in Gemara, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva around 20 pages. Because this is the makar that you're allowed to open soda bottles or open tuna fish cans, if you're allowed to, on Shabbos. No, Ramosh there holds that tuna fish cans could be can also because it's not a mustaki. Ramosh says these kalim all mustaki and therefore it's mutter. That's the way I learned Taisus and Mesech Shabbos. Taisus and Mesech Shabbos learns that everyone agrees that the chavis there that's mutter to open is out mustaki. And therefore, that's the sugi there. And the whole sugi comes from this one word. The word mustaki, the whole two of Moshe is based on this. And therefore that, because and since the mustaki is not called tikkun kli, that's those heter for those disposable kelim. Zokta Gemara Vayit says, Megav Malchotza, gather firewood from Malchotza, which says, like if it's muksa or not. Tana Abonim, Megav Malchotza, Umadlik, Shkomash Malchotza Mukhanu, everything in Malchotza is Mukhan, it's like Rabbi Yezah. Well, Vachli Yasa Tzaburim Tzaburim, you shouldn't make piles. Rabbi Shimon Mata to make piles. But Michael, if he goes to Machlekes, Marasava Mechzi Komachal Machal of Yemachrina. One man that holds that if you're gathering these twigs, even though it's not muksa, but it looks like I'm doing it for tomorrow, which is a bzilzal yonta. Well, Marasava Kederos Machalav. That since at the end of the day you use it for firewood for your kederos, so even though right now I'm making piles, but you see at the end of the day what you're using it for, it's not a bzilzal yonta that you're making piles. One more Gemara. It says in our Mishnah, "Ein metzien asari." Now, I'll be moiled eish, not from afar, not from eitzim, not from avonim. Can't moiled eish. My time, I'm going to come moiled b'yomtiv. And the Eri explains that any hamtzas dava mashenoi, if you create something from nothing, that is also on yomtiv. It's doimet malacha, even sir echel nefesh. It's also again when you learn Maseches Beah, it's very hard, very confusing to know what's mutav echel nefesh or not. But one thing is aser from echel nefesh comes out the iser moiled, which means creating something new. Could be only derabbanon. But to create something new is also to do on Yom Tov. That's what you see from this Mishnah and this Gemara.